Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
Yay! Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Hey everybody.
I feel like this is so loud. How do we adjust this? Is it loud?
I kind of feel like it's not on. That's how I feel.
We're still getting used to being back in a studio.
Yeah, it's different. I'm still envisioning the back of my van.
So lovely back there.
You know, if things got really bad, you could sit in here and I could sit in the van.
I wouldn't want to be apart from you.
But if things just, you know.
We could, but why would I drive all the way over here? I can be in my car and you can be in your van. Or I can be here. It's up to you.
Yeah. We could both be here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So we can just download it
quick.
Oh,
and you'll be in the... I'm so confused. Today's been a very, very, very long day.
Mine did not feel long at all.
Oh, it felt like it was like rushed.
Running away from me.
I just... the days... I just feel like I want to cry.
Oh my God, it was that bad?
Yeah, they're always so bad. Work, that's what work does.
Yeah, it does.
So today we wanted to talk about self-esteem because I don't know if you guys know it, but the premise of our podcast has always been like the underlining of mental health. So we kind of try to talk about things that relate to you taking care of yourself, you like knowing how to take care of yourself, you understanding like the situations that you're getting into, the situations you're about to walk into.
Yeah.
So we definitely like to enlighten you guys. Our background is in mental health. And this is a podcast like for people, not just women. We actually love everybody who's listening and we appreciate that we do have like a strong male audience. Mm-hmm. But the world wouldn't be anything without men.
I'm telling you. Really wouldn't. Thank you, man.
And of course, you know, like we cannot talk about things that we haven't gone through or at least witnessed. Yeah, no. But we think self-esteem is pretty important. Mm-hmm. And if you're new to the podcast, we want to recap and just let you know the things that we've previously discussed so that if you're catching up, you can just go back and listen to those.
Yeah.
So far, we've talked about one, we've introduced like who we are, what brought we here, us here, how we met. Since like the show was really new, we then talked about the coronavirus and how it was affecting us and everything around us. Yeah. Like our second episode, it was like, bam, coronavirus.
Yeah.
And then our third episode, we talked about the things that we were being distracted from while the coronavirus was going on. There was so much that we covered that people didn't know that we were experiencing.
I had no idea. And it's still happening.
Yeah, it's still happening. Still some of happening. The things actually like just happened, like the meteor that flew by Earth. It actually, thank God, didn't impact us, but I think that was on like it was on March 20th, maybe it was April 20th, I don't know, I can't remember. It was like a couple of weeks ago. And then we talked about what it's like to be made fun of for sounding different. Than we look.
Remember that?
Yeah. When people think you're white and they think I'm black.
Exactly. Why do you sound like that?
Who knows? Environment. That was more like an environment, nature versus nurture thing.
Yeah.
And then we talked about some of the unspoken rules in society that people have trouble following.
Yeah.
Like, goodness. I think I talked about like going up to the cash register. They're saying, no, I'm not going to serve you until you get off the phone.
Yeah.
Or people like sneezing, not covering their mouths. Ugh. Yes. Look at your face. It's like, what? People do that?
So gross.
And then we talked about what it was like to be a good friend. Like, we basically gave you a guideline of what it means to be a good friend.
I love good friends.
I know. Did
Everyone
you see that post I sent you today?
Give a good friend a hug.
Did you see the post that I sent you today?
On Facebook?
No, I sent it to your phone. It said...
Oh, see, I don't have my phone. I have a different one with me.
Oh, it said, okay, well, it was a screenshot of something that I saw on Facebook. It said, get you some friends that pray for you, not talk about you.
Aww.
I thought you would appreciate that.
I do appreciate that.
She prays for me.
I do pray for
her. Yeah, she does.
I do. I'll even do like a pray text. Like wherever you are, I'm texting a prayer right now. She works so hard, you know? She needs a break.
Oh, thank you. I like friends who pray for me and not talk about me.
Oh, God, yeah.
We talk about what women really want in men. Mm-hmm. People really love that episode because it was more for like, man, this is what women like. And of course, like, we kind of have different opinions than a lot of women. But I think men are interested in women
They're very interested.
Like, we're very unorthodox. And men like that. They don't like the traditional woman. Yeah. So woman is very, like, it's informative. Mm-hmm. You listen to it as well. Episode 8, we talked about tips to help you identify if you're a victim of a toxic relationship, whether it's like family, friends, or spouse. We gave you like we talked about toxic relationships in depth.
Yeah.
Like what to look for. Were you in like a toxic situation? That was rough.
That rocked me a bit.
Yeah. And a lot of this too is like learning experiences for us. We did start the podcast because we were looking for a therapeutic outlet for us. But then in the process, we started to learn a little bit more. And then some of these things are resurfacing. And sometimes we experience like some heartache and some anxiety from the things that we talk about.
True.
But again, we're not going to talk about anything that we don't have experience in. Episode 9, we talked about astrology and compatibility.
My favorite.
She's obsessed with the astrology.
Listen, I got my cousin on board. He's still hesitant. Like, he is so scared because it's so right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's aligning with the stars, baby.
It is, I'm telling you.
Episode 10, which was our last episode, we found the reasons and personalities of why people cheat. Or not why people cheat, but like the common characteristics and personalities of people who typically of people who cheat.
Mm-hmm. And then very interesting.
Yeah. And then we talked about some reasons why people cheat.
Yeah.
I saw you kind of like go through something for that. You kind of like live through like some PTSD. I think it was like a turning moment and I was like, oh my God, should I stop? But she wouldn't let me stop. She was like, nope, we're just going to keep talking about it. She like laughed it off.
Yeah.
This woman is strong, people. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, should I keep going? Oh God.
Well, they say the only way to, you know, to get over it is to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Just to keep
and,
going.
You know,
chest be hurting.
It was heavy, was it not?
Yeah.
It got me. Like it almost like put me right back in the situation and I saw it like kinda play out. It was heavy, but I did it.
I was checking on her the next day, like constantly. Like, are you okay?
You were.
Are you okay?
And I was like, oh, this is so sweet.
I was so scared.
Man. Well, which one of the episodes was rough on you? The toxic relationship one?
I think so. How'd you know? that was kind of rough for me. But I always try to like, you see, I always like, I don't really know how to turn like the professionalism off.
Yeah.
But it does like anytime we do something, it does affect me. Well, shit, that's why I'm in therapy, baby. I won't stop going to therapy. I missed my therapy appointment yesterday, and I just like, ooh.
It felt like you fell off the horse.
Yeah. I'm going on Friday.
I actually have an appointment the 21st.
Good.
I'm very excited.
Therapy is good. Like, it's okay to talk to strangers. Like, we are your therapists, guys. You can talk to us. Send us an email.
Mm-hmm.
Write us a post.
Yeah.
We'll give you our advice. We are in mental health. We're not actual therapists.
No. But we see this stuff every day.
It is nothing
wrong
with
taking care of yourself. We are literally the people on the outside looking in, just waiting.
Yeah.
If only they would listen.
One day, everyone will listen.
Yeah.
Everyone will, like... Rocky and Jiffy, they knew. Remember, we were saying, where were we when we were going exactly. through this? We're like just helping us, mm-hmm. the future us.
The future us. And aww, on the way helping you. The little
ones just growing up.
Right?
The little Rocky and Jiffy, just walking around, just growing up, just going through life without guidance. But we're here for you.
But we're here for you.
We are here for you.
Baby, you're going to get it.
And so today, now we want to talk about... that person who can identify all of those things and overcome all of that pain and hurt and holding it together all of those years. And how does one do that? Where does that self-esteem come from? What exactly is self-esteem made of?
Exactly.
What is it made of?
Mm. When I think of self-esteem, I don't know exactly how to approach it. Mm. I just think that, I guess it's just something I need to work on.
That's good.
I need just more improvement. Right.
Before we started recording, she said it differently. She said, everything that I think about myself, need improvement. I envision boxes and checks, need improvement. And I thought that was like a great explanation. Like we're never perfect at anything. No, everything always needs improvement. And I think that's realistic. That's a realistic expectation. So, if you don't know what self-esteem means, self-esteem is like how we feel about ourselves, how we value our worth, what our self-respect looks like, and what that translates into. When you have the self-esteem actually can be reflected in like how we treat others, how we allow others to treat us. It shows when we speak for ourselves, when we stand up for what we believe in, and if we fold or do we fold to certain people. It shows in our work ethic.
Wow.
It shows in our bank account. Like, self-esteem shows, and literally is reflected in anything and everything that you do. It's reflected in the clothes that you wear, mm-hmm. how you do your hair, the places that you visit, the people that you hang around, what you're shooting for in life. Self-esteem is reflected in everything that you do, everything that is us. That's your self-esteem. And you can just go down the checklist.
Oh, Lord.
Need improvement. Is it okay? Yeah. Did I hit that standard? Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
That's good.
Because it's a building block.
Yeah.
I know for me, my self-esteem is really high, but it was not always high. Mm-hmm. It was, oh man, I went through a transition phase. I looked like a boy in middle school. People were asking me, are you a boy or are you a girl? It was crazy. We didn't have no money. I was out here like wearing my brother's clothes. Like it was bad. Yeah, and my self-esteem was low when people were like bullying me. And I was just like,
Oh my God.
It took a lot.
What was your breaking point?
I got tired of them people bullying me. So then I started fighting back. And then when I started fighting back, I was like, oh yeah, I can beat these motherfuckers up. So if I can beat them up, my self-esteem raised a little bit higher. And then years later.
Imagine itty bitty Jiffy?
Well, years later, I became a boxer. And it was like, maybe this was my calling. Like, you know, I can actually fight. Yeah. Mm. I mean, I don't suggest that you, like, make your self-esteem higher by beating up other people.
Yeah, don't do that. But in this standing up for yourself. Like, that's how her self-esteem.
My self-esteem was so low that I didn't stand up for myself. And I allowed it to happen. Wow. I started to believe the bullies. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I got teased a lot because, you know, they were like, oh, you want to be black girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I never said that I was black. And then I'm like this want to be black girl boy.
Yeah. What are you?
So much.
And by the way, are you French? Are you Russian?
I'm a little everything.
What are you? Mm-hmm. Man.
How was your self-esteem growing up?
My self-esteem growing up was horrible.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was, and I don't know about you, but growing up in, for the little time that I did have like a mom, mm-hmm. you know, a black mom at that.
Yeah.
She did not tolerate bullying, but she was not going to step in and fight your battle.
Maybe you better not let them bully you.
You let them bully you. You come back. And tell me that they touched you, I'm going to beat your ass, is what she would tell us. So, you know, she would tell us, like, you know, if you had, like, fallen, would you want someone to, like, walk on top of you, like, needing to get by? Like, how does that make you feel? Mm. if you can't envision that for yourself, then envision somebody coming for your sibling.
Oh, wow. She's late. She laid it on you, baby.
How would you deal with this? Because you're going to allow it happen to you, but would you allow it to happen to your sibling? Mm-hmm. I mean, to tell you, I straightened up so quick.
Good.
Yeah. So I think now, I think for a while, my self-esteem was pretty high. But, you know, of course, you know, things in life have happened. And mm-hmm. I've had to, like, take a step back and reevaluate because I'm in a new land, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, if you don't know the background, she was in a marriage for a while.
Yeah, 15 years.
And there was some verbal abuse mm-hmm. to the point where she started to believe the negative things that he yeah. was saying. So the self-esteem was a little low. Mm-hmm. But once she got released, baby, man. When I tell you, I have never seen somebody's self-esteem so high. She's like, I look good. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who these other people are.
And if he don't want it, somebody else does. Shit.
And self-esteem is important. And it's important for all the things that we talked about because mm-hmm. it's a reflection of everything that we do and everything that we are.
And especially like if you're a mom and you have daughters.
Oh, God.
Lord have mercy. I think that's another reason why I'm trying to bounce back so fast.
Imagine if Kaylee saw like below you.
Yeah.
She'd think that it's okay for people to like talk about her and accept it.
Exactly.
Because, you know, kids are cruel. I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure the kids are like, what are you?
Exactly. That's how they treat her. If it's not, what are you? You're such a dumb slut. And she's like, what does that mean?
My goodness.
I had to tell a 13-year-old.
They're out here calling your daughter a slut?
Oh, yeah. They're crazy.
They must have heard
the baby's kids out there. Had to have been. A lot of parents. Y'all talk too much about y'all's business. In front of your babies. Please stop it.
What? Gosh, I don't even think I use that word. That's not even in my vocabulary. Slut?
It's not even in my vocabulary.
I don't use slut or cunt or anything. I mean, the most I use is bitch and motherfucker.
I was stomped. What does that mean, by the way?
Well, baby, you know, sometimes it's used it's a term of endearment.
That's perfect. I can't remember what I told her. I was like, oh, that is horrible. And of course, you're not a slut. She's like, oh, God, it must be horrible. You're spelling it.
Oh, my God. Poor innocent baby.
Oh, man, yeah.
And we do want to, like, be serious about this because self-esteem is really, like, what you're made mm-hmm. of. It plays a significant role in, like, your motivation and your success throughout your life.
Yeah.
It's basically, like, the driving force. Because if you have healthy self-esteem, then you can achieve and navigate life with a positive, like, assertive attitude.
Yeah.
And you can believe that you can accomplish anything and everything. Mm-hmm. But if you have low self-esteem, then those things don't work that well for you.
Yeah.
I know, like, for me, because, you know, like, I'm like a workaholic.
You are.
My business.
Busy Bee is her name.
I mean, anything and everything that I can get my hands on. I believe that I can.
Sometimes when I see you in your office, I think that she's, like, finally just, like, eating and, like, just really taking it in. And I'll even, like, hear her while she's eating, like, So, like, the food is, like, really good. No, y'all, that's not what's going on. She is seeing something, like ideas are pouring out. And she's writing it.
I'm writing away, typing away, like,
she's like, these ideas.
The
and
wheels
by the way,
are always turning. They're always turning because I believe that I can do anything and I will.
Wow.
Like I said, if anything is out of my reach, I'm going to keep reaching and reaching and reaching until it's in my reach. And if it's still out of my reach, I'm going to keep climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing until it's not there. Got it. No. Oh. Keep going. Keep going.
What?
Keep going. Keep getting it.
Wow.
And damn. I don't know where that came from. It wasn't like really instilled in me, but I've been through a lot and I saw like what I didn't want out of life. And I've been at the lowest point and I don't ever want to be there ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And I know like I have to be that person for my kids so they don't have to suffer like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, maybe I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing it wrong. The whole mom thing, like I'm spoiling them a lot because, you know, trying to give them what I didn't have. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying.
No, I think you're doing a great job.
I hope so.
You're doing a very good job.
My poor little babies.
They're so cute.
Oh, so spoiled.
But it's okay.
Maybe.
I mean, and they still have structure. They still know.
I hope so.
When you mean business.
Maybe.
You're doing great. You're doing fantastic.
Let's talk about some of the things that influence a healthy self-esteem.
Yes, let's.
So there's some, like, you know, some research that says genetic factors help shape and form the overall personality. That can play a little role, but most of the time it's our experiences that form, like, the overall basis mm-hmm. of self-esteem, like the things that we're taught.
Yeah.
Those who consistently receive, like, overly critical or negative assessments from caregivers, family mm-hmm. members, friends.
Wow.
They will likely experience problems with low self-esteem. For instance, if you have, like, a parent who's always saying, you're never going to be anything.
Oh, Lord.
I experienced that a lot. You're never going to be anything.
So did I.
Your self-esteem is going to be really low.
Real low.
And you're not born with self-esteem. Mm. Self-esteem is shaped through your experiences.
Wow.
Through the things that people are telling you, the things that you hang around. That's the environment part of it.
Environment.
But if you have the opposite of that,
mm-hmm.
if you have somebody say, oh, baby, you could reach for the stars.
Exactly.
Or you can do anything, then typically the self-esteem is going to be a little higher. Unfortunately, some people do have to endure some verbal abuse, emotional abuse. You have a lot of people who transition from one gender to another. Mm. A lot of families, older people don't really agree with that or not in support of that. Those people mm-hmm. typically have self-esteem issues because they're not really sure, like, which way to go, what
exactly.
to believe. And we see that a lot, and that can be rough.
That's very rough.
Yeah. And then people who aren't... the bis and the gays mm-hmm. and the...
just trying to find their place.
Yeah.
And having to navigate all of it through mm-hmm. depression and anxiety. And that's... Good and Lord, that's rough.
I know. And we are here to tell you that you can, too, create mm-hmm. your own self-esteem. You don't have to listen to other people and depend on their opinions for your self-esteem. Like... you can literally get through anything. Your mind is much stronger than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're much stronger than you're giving yourself credit for. You've lived through life this far. Unfortunately, for those of you who self-harm and who have, like, prior suicide attempts, you lived for a reason.
Yeah.
You are here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And your self-esteem may not be super high, but it can get there.
Exactly. You got to keep fighting.
I know it's easier said than done, but mm-hmm. again, we can't talk about stuff that we haven't been through.
I'm telling you.
There's been many dark days,
mm-hmm.
many, many dark days, and hell, at the end of the tunnel, there's some light.
Exactly.
Can't be dark forever.
Mm-hmm.
The sun got to rise at some point.
Okay, preacher. Preach, Miss Jiffy. Preach, Miss Jiffy.
Where my collar at?
Services will be Sunday at 10:30.
Yes, and that's another thing, too. Your inner thinking has a lot to do with your self-esteem. You do not have to believe what people are saying
exactly.
if it's negative. I mean, I honestly, like, I maybe can list some negative things that happens, mm-hmm. but I've blocked out that part of my life.
Yeah.
So moving forward, like, I always see the positive in everything, mm-hmm. and I've gotten there because that's where I want to be.
Exactly.
And I always tell people, when you want something, you're going to get it, because exactly. that's
the
only...
whatever you got to get there.
That's the only thing that's on your mind.
Yeah.
If you want it, then everything falls in place.
Exactly.
Once you put it out in the universe, you put it out there, everything else falls in line, mm-hmm. because that's where your mind is focused.
Exactly.
And that has a lot to do... that can contribute to healthy self-esteem. Also, age contributes to self-esteem.
Exactly.
Again, when we were younger, we didn't have high self-esteem. We had lower mm-hmm. self-esteem, but
man,
as we got older.
I
know.
Damn. I was a hot little thing, and I still am.
Mm.
But man, like, I even tell teenagers now, you know, they're like, Miss, you can't do that. Yes, I can. I'm doing it right now. And I'll tell them as I'm walking by, it's like, if only y'all were in your 30s.
Mm.
If only y'all were in their 30s. Or there was, like, this really good-looking guy.
Understand.
He was so hot. But I could just tell right then and there. He just lives too much He lives too much of a big of a thousandaire life. Mm. Everything is too glitz and glamour. I told him, call me when you're 40. Because you just don't know.
Age has so much
so to much do to do with it.
With like maturity level, mm-hmm. self-esteem level. Typically the people who are like super flashy yeah. are overcompensating yeah. for something or compensating for something.
Exactly.
And it could be a low self-esteem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, the wheels are turning. She's wow. over there like,
look,
uh-oh.
Look at me.
Oh, Lord. Also, potential illnesses, yeah. disabilities, physical limitations, mm-hmm. that can contribute to a low self-esteem. Your job can affect your self-esteem. Mm-hmm. People telling you that you can't do it adequately, or if yeah. you're doing it and it's not like reflecting in the way that you want it to. There's many things that can contribute to what a self-esteem is.
Yeah.
But again, if you change your mind, you can change your life.
True.
And I know it's cliche and I know it sounds
It's easier said than done. I even yeah. had to read like a little pamphlet on change the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what it had to say, I did not agree with. I almost broke my phone over it, but it's because I'm changing the way I think, things are beginning to
what
change.
What didn't you agree with?
Okay, so there was a line in there about a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever reason the person wanted to leave the relationship, I cannot hold on to that anymore. Those feelings of man, of vengeance, the feelings mm-hmm. of I hope his car, you know,
blows up when he's driving,
or his woman, he said something, pissed her off, and she's gonna, you know, bite the tip of his dick. I don't know, just something. I have to let that go.
You don't
in
agree?
Order to need or to get what I want out of life, I have got to let go of all of that stuff. And I just started crying because I was like, I have a right. The next line says, in every situation, you always have the right, but you have to give it up.
For yourself, though.
For myself.
Yeah, you have to know, like, when we hold on to emotions, we're doing more harm to ourselves than we are to other people. At
yeah.
this point, his mind is already made up.
Exactly.
His emotions
exactly.
are already catered
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
He doesn't care about your emotions.
No.
He doesn't care about the next step for
no.
you.
He's
you have to take
corner.
Care of you now.
Yeah.
So when
yeah.
you start taking care of you, then that's when things start falling in line
mm-hmm.
for you. Because
exactly.
you have to look out for yourself. And
mm-hmm.
that's what self-esteem is. You having your own back. Because nobody else is going to have it
exactly.
for you. Nobody is put on this earth to save you. No one can save you.
Nobody can.
You are the only person that can save yourself. You're the only person that can control yourself,
mm-hmm.
control your thoughts, control your behaviors, the next thing that you're doing, the next thing that you're thinking
exactly.
of. Like, you are the only person.
Mm-hmm.
It's no one else.
No one else.
I feel like I'm preaching to you, girl.
Girl, you are preaching. Shit.
Maybe I should be a preach.
Hey, I think so. Why not?
I don't know. Let's add it on the list, baby.
Or a motivational speaker.
Oh, I've always wanted to be a motivational
what?
Speaker. I've always wanted to be.
You would be a great motivational speaker.
So I think that that's going to come maybe like in the later years of
mm-hmm.
my life.
Okay.
I do a lot of that when I have CPS kids come to my business, and I just kind of like am like the voice of it's gonna be over with soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna last forever. You can either let it make you or break you.
Exactly.
I've actually tried to speak at like some schools, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of people turn me down. I think they're like, you don't have the credentials behind it. And I'm like, bitch, I am the credential.
I don't think you have the right people, like, backing you, because...
I need Eric the Hip Hop Preacher, okay?
Yeah.
You know who that is?
No. Sounds good.
Eric
no.
Thomas?
No.
Oh, my God!
Eric the Hip Hop Preacher. No, never
Girl, I'm going to have to find something on YouTube.
Oh, man. Why don't I know about this?
I don't know.
Oh, we're out here trying to catch my life.
Girl, I should... Man... Oh, my goodness. I know y'all know who this is.
Maybe I do. I just don't. You know, I know a lot of, like, faces. I just don't know the names to all these people out there.
If you want to breathe as bad as you... No, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, you know... Okay, I sound just like him. Y'all hear
what?
Me?
What?
That's a call.
Uh-oh, that's an ad.
That's a great line.
Chance of getting approved.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. So grab your
I'm
phone,
sorry, y'all. This is an ad on YouTube.
2 minutes.
Here, I can skip it.
I've never heard.
Oh, my goodness.
How long have you been listening to him?
Since 2010.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And you've never said nothing about it.
Man, some people are not.
You want to make six figures. You can't just be talking about you want to make six figures.
Yes. I didn't know his name was that, though. What does he look like?
You know what I'm saying? God. Tonight, if you do the three things I tell you to do tonight, I guarantee you, whatever it is you want to do in life, you'll be
on
able
a way to,
do. To
work.
You will be able to accomplish.
As long as I can remember, you know what I mean? I have a knack for a memory and an attention span sometimes. But yeah, woo, that'll get you going.
Yeah, I know. I used to listen to that all the time, like working out and before fights.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, I can control all of this with my thoughts. I don't need anybody else to validate me. I can believe in myself and it can just happen. If I want it, it's going to happen.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what anybody else says. At the end of the day, like, your feeling is just a feeling. At the end of the day, your opinion is just an opinion.
Man.
Your words are not going to cut me physically.
Ugh.
I know.
Easier said than done.
It is. But we are here to tell you we're going to list some things that you probably have a good sense of who you are if you exhibit the following signs. This is signs of a healthy self-esteem.
Okay.
So we're going to list them off.
Yes.
Okay. You want to start with the first one?
Yeah. The first one is confidence.
Mm. If you are confident in yourself,
that's sometimes a sign you gotta fake it.
Yeah. But if you're legitimately confident in yourself, then that's a sign that you have good self-esteem.
The next one is the ability to say no.
Really important.
I've got some girlfriends that need to listen in on this episode.
Come on, girlfriends, listen in.
Because it's like, good Lord. I mean, I can't, for my friends, I cannot stand for someone to come at them and attack them. I will.
Try to take advantage of them.
But they need to listen to this. Listen.
So, and that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. That's a sign of good, healthy self-esteem. If you have the ability to say no. Those people who typically say no are the ones who know what they want, who know what they don't want, and are not going to allow anybody to come
deter
in and take
them
over.
From their,
exactly.
From their journey. Yeah,
exactly.
That's good.
Can I come to your house tonight knowing that you're tired? You got to wake up 5:00 in the morning. And you're just like, okay. You can say no. Typically people who have a high self-esteem are like, no, I got shit to do tomorrow.
See?
Come another day.
Needs improvement. I'm drawing a box.
That's me all the way. You want to go out? No. I was like that in college.
Are you serious?
I was. No.
Oh, my goodness.
You always so business? No. Go ahead. Ask me a question.
You want to go to Walmart?
No.
With me?
I got shit to do.
That's good.
No.
See?
Ability to say no. Okay, baby. Next one.
Next one. Ability to see overall strengths and weaknesses and to accept them.
That's important. It's important. If, like, it's kind of like being more logical than emotional.
Did I overlook one?
You did, but you can go back.
Okay.
No mistakes, baby.
Okay.
You can't make mistakes in life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The ability to see the strengths and weaknesses and accept them.
Like in yourself.
Or just like period.
Mm.
Like you can say, oh, well, that's a strength and that's a weakness and you're just like, okay, well, like you, exactly what you're doing needs improvement.
Okay.
You know your strengths, you know your weaknesses, and you know how to accept them.
Yeah.
And if you can do that in other people too, then.
Wow. So you can, it's not only just for yourself.
No.
You can take that tool and use it.
If you're able to see flaws and weaknesses and strengths in other people, then it's much easier for you to see it in yourself.
Damn.
Sometimes I know that, like, sometimes some of us don't practice what we preach.
Yeah.
But if we have that ability, then it makes it much easier to translate it onto ourselves. Because eventually the light is going to click on and it's like, well, damn, I'm not practicing what I'm preaching.
Wow.
Uh-oh, what are we thinking about?
just needs improvement.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Still working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the next one is a positive outlook. I can say that this has taken years, especially if you're somebody who has dealt with verbal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
This takes years to develop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't just wake up and say, I'm going to have a positive outlook.
Mm-mm. It's hard.
You know, because when you are living in the hood and, you know, you're sharing a duplex with some drug dealers and they've eaten up all your food stamp food and
it's hard to see like better days are gonna
better
come.
Days are ahead, you
it's
know
hard.
Because society and your situation is saying you're fucked. And then you're gonna turn around and tell yourself, I'm gonna have a positive outlook about my life.
And that's okay if you don't. Some of these things, you know, you don't have to have all of them to have a high self-esteem.
Exactly.
But like she said, it's going to take a long, it could take a long time.
It could, yeah.
But once you've reached the point where you can see the good in everything.
Exactly.
Your self-esteem has, I mean, it's through
high.
The roof.
Yeah.
This is another sign of a good, healthy self-esteem. Why are you laughing? Negative experiences don't impact your overall perspective. Sometimes shit just happens and you're just like, well, that happened, and you can move forward.
Exactly.
And it doesn't
because there's so many people that just,
this is kind of like the white man
with their panties in a bunch or something.
This is kind of like the white man fucked me over, so I hate all white men.
That is perfect.
Yeah, that's
that
exactly
is
what
spot
that is.
On. That is spot on.
Yeah. When people like overgeneralize and they're just like affected by like, you know, just creating a prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, it could be a sign of a low self-esteem.
Yeah.
But once you see like it's an isolated incident. It was just this one white man. I mean, he's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, not all white men are going to mess you over. That was just an example, but.
That was a perfect example.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Awesome.
And then the next one would be, you take it.
Oh, me take it. Mm-hmm. Okay. The ability to express your needs.
I'm not good at that.
Look, okay, baby. I know what I
know
need.
I know what I need, but I tell you.
I need my feet rubbed. Oh, I want my back massaged. I want my toes painted. I want my dinner cooked. I want my hair done.
She is so serious, by the way.
Look.
Ain't nothing she's saying is like pretend or I wish I had that confidence to say that. No. She says this shit.
I'm telling you what I want. Like, I know what I want and I know how to express that. And even if like here's the thing too. When I'm at work and I gotta go, it's no stopping me. Mm-hmm. I gotta go. I'm leaving. I gotta go. I gotta go to an appointment. I'm leaving.
I'm not good at that either.
Sometimes, you know, I get caught up.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, I'm still in the process of building and I know that I'm trying to make a better me, so I'm not going to let, like, my boundaries be crossed. I got to go. I got to go to therapy, y'all. I got to go to an appointment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, no, ain't nothing going to stop me.
Yeah.
I know what I got to do, and y'all going to get the hell out the way. I'm moving like a boulder. I'm a fucking giant.
Okay. I'm going to get whatever she's having every morning in her milkshake. Thank you. Thank you.
You want fries with that shake?
Yes, please. I want to be a powerhouse. Yeah, but I would need to, like, for example, the ability to express your needs. My sister, who is an absolute angel. She was born an angel. She's going to die Mother Teresa. She texted me and said, I don't want you to have to cook. Me and your kids got together. We're going to order you dinner.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So you don't have to cook.
How
you know?
Sweet.
And so I had to tell her, like, you know, just give her an idea. And even that was like pulling teeth. Because how dare I put my wants and needs on you and you take it like, oh, okay. I'd be like, okay, bitch, go get it. Go do it yourself. That's how I would expect people to respond.
I think, too, like, how we carry ourselves is how other people respect us.
And I'm really seeing that.
Yeah.
I'm really seeing that. And I don't like a lot of what I'm seeing.
Oh.
And a lot has been changing.
Well, that's good. It's good that you're noticing it and that you can change it.
Yeah.
I learned that. I learned it a while ago when I was in an abusive relationship 6 years ago, people start to see you how you want to be seen. And I learned a lot of that through like being disciplined with boxing too. I needed to value myself a little more. And I know that you probably think like, oh my God, you know,
no, it's very
like
important.
This, yeah, maybe I look like this like perfect person, but I was not. And I'm just going to say I'm perfect now.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Call it. Whatever you want in the future, in the existence, you call it.
I think it's important, too, that not only do you know if you have a healthy self-esteem, I want you to know, too, like, if you're showing signs of low self-esteem, and like Rocky said, there's, you know, you can always put a box next to it.
True.
Is it good? Does it need improvement? Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, at its worst?
Yep. There's nothing wrong with
it. So we're going to go through the signs of poor self-esteem and just like how you perceive yourself and what needs to be worked on. And actually, like, there's a lot more into negative self-esteem, like a low self-esteem, than there is a high self-esteem.
Yeah,
like having a healthy self-esteem is just kind of like clear cut. You're like the overall being, the higher power that can really determine how you think and feel about yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you allow outside sources to get inside of you,
yeah,
then it's no longer your control.
Exactly.
But we want to give you the signs of low self-esteem, and please just get your papers out, get your journals out. Write down how you feel about yourself, and then actually write these things down, and then put boxes next to them. And, you know, am I okay in that area, or do I need improvement?
Yeah.
So I'll start with, if you have a negative outlook on things, if you're a person who always can find the negative in anything, for instance, if I tell Rocky, all right, we're going to go outside after the quarantine. And she's like,
the grass, though, I'm allergic to it. Yeah. And those gnats, there's no way in hell we're going to be just walking. Watch us walk into a wad of gnats up in my eye, my nose. Ugh. And then I'm going to be sweaty, like literally sweaty. And I just, you see how this keeps going?
Yeah.
Should I keep going?
You're like really good at this.
Because I have been around a lot of people.
Like negative.
Like that. Yeah.
If somebody can find the negative in anything, that's probably a sign that you have a little bit of poor self-esteem, mm-hmm. and you might need to work on it a little bit.
No one likes a negative Nancy anyway.
Lack of confidence. You're not doing yourself any favors by having a lack of confidence. No. I'm never going to be great. Not going to be like you.
You're always asking people, do I look like them? Are they shaped like me? Do I act like that? Am I okay? How's my clothes
constantly look? Like needs validation. Yeah. Oh, God.
Do you think I'm good looking? Do you think anyone will ever find me good looking? What are the steps? What do I need to do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, people. Inability to express your needs.
That's me. Yeah. All day.
And it's okay to have a balance. You can be like, you know, okay in some areas, and again, need improvement in other areas. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, there's like, even though there's a high self-esteem and there's a low self-esteem, it's easier to say there's healthy and then there's poor.
Yeah.
And then there's always an in-between.
Exactly.
It's okay if you can't express your needs, but it's easier for you if you say, this is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've learned this. You cannot expect people to read your mind.
Exactly.
People cannot know what you need and what you want unless you tell them.
And what a world it would be if they could.
I know. That's my thing. I want a motherfucker to read my mind.
Yes.
Can you read my mind, please?
Please.
Do I always have to tell you what I want?
It's a lot to open my mouth.
Mm-hmm. But like they say, baby, the old folks say the closed mouths don't get fed. How you eating when you're not chewing? And you can't chew if you don't open your mouth for the food.
Yeah.
And if you don't ask for the food, how you gonna eat the food?
Y'all, like I said before, services this Sunday at 10:30. Pastor Jiffy.
I knows I sound like an old person. What are some other signs of poor self-esteem?
Mm. They focus on their weaknesses.
Oh my God, people, we've got to stop. We've got to stop saying, oh, well, my hair is ugly. Oh, well, my nose is big. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, my butt is too fat. My stomach is just huge. Like, you have to find solutions to these things.
As teenagers, oh God, like you said that, and I just had like this horrible memory because we didn't know any better, you know? But like, if we saw a cow on the TV, we'd be like, oh, how did I get on that TV?
Now I go.
Or we see like an older, heavy person. Yep, look, there I go.
That's what I'm going to look like.
That's what I'm going to look like. You're going to put me on my mercy, right? I don't look too bad, right?
We have to do a better job on focusing on our strengths. Yeah. And not, look, there's not going to be, you're not going to like everything about yourself. Mm-mm. But there's some things that are in your control and some things that aren't.
The serenity prayer will do a lot of good for you. It's perfect for low self-esteem.
Yeah, and if you're not a religious person, we apologize.
You don't have to be a religious person to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you don't like your hair, go get your hair done differently. Okay. If you don't like your nose, maybe there is plastic surgery.
There
is. Get your nose fixed.
Or you could just learn to love all of it.
Yeah, you could. What TLC? You can buy a hair if it won't grow.
That's right.
You can fix your nose if it says so. You can buy all the makeup a man can make. But if you can't look inside you, find out who am I to be in the position to make me feel so damn unpretty. Oh.
Well, that was offbeat, right? That ending. But yes, that was perfect.
Whatever. I can sing.
Yes, you can. It's a beautiful voice you have.
Thank you. You're so sweet. You may have poor self-esteem, too, if you have excessive feelings of shame, depression, or anxiety. Now, this is not to talk about anybody who's suffering from depression or anxiety, but if you constantly, like, put yourself down and you constantly feel that, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
People verbalize all the time, like, I'm depressed. We have to stop talking. We have to stop diagnosing ourselves.
Yeah.
Just because you feel sad doesn't mean that you're depressed. There's a difference between, like, clinical diagnosis of depression.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, I'm depressed. Depressed is not a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a feeling.
No.
It's something that
happens.
There. It exists. It's an illness.
Like a dark cloud that just moves over.
If you have excessive feelings of that, then you may have poor self-esteem. Because, again, thoughts become things. Our thoughts are our reality. We manifest whatever we think about into reality.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds cliche, and it probably sounds stupid to a couple of people, but
it's true.
It is true. If you believe that others are better than you, then you don't value yourself.
I struggle with that sometimes.
That's okay. It's a growing, learning process.
It's a learning process, yeah.
We're still learning who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lifelong lesson. We're not, like, ever going to stop learning.
Yeah, it's always good to never stop learning.
It is good. If you have trouble accepting positive feedback, if you're one of those people who I give you a compliment and you're like, oh, but thanks, I got it for $5 at Ross. It's like, nah, bitch, just say thank you. I said your sunglasses were cute.
You're gonna tell me where
thank you,
you
or I know. Like, be more confident in that. You obviously got the things that you got for a reason because you thought it was cute. It's not my style. It's not her style. It's not anybody else's.
Exactly.
It's yours. Own it. You liked it.
Love
you got it. Love it. Accept it. Accept the compliment. Mm-hmm. Say thank you.
Say thank you.
Do not offer excuses of why people are giving you compliments. Mm-hmm. Just say thank you.
Like it was an accident.
Accept it. If you have an intense fear of failure, if you're constantly thinking about, oh my God, I don't want to try because I might not succeed. Or what if I open my business and I don't make any money? Or, oh, Rocky, baby, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Mm. We don't have high self-esteem overnight.
Exactly.
We don't. It takes time.
It takes time.
And look, you are doing just fine. And anybody out there who is struggling with poor self-esteem, come on now. We need you to write them down.
Okay.
Come on. We're going to repeat them one more time. Mm-hmm. Negative outlook.
Lack of confidence.
Inability to express your needs.
Focuses on their weaknesses.
Excessive feelings of shame, depression, or anxiety.
Belief that others are better than you.
Trouble accepting feedback. Oh, I'm sorry. Trouble accepting positive feedback.
Intense fear of failure.
Write those down. If you struggle with any of those, put some boxes by it.
Mm-hmm.
Needs improvement.
Needs improvement.
Or okay. And then find ways to Google it. Girl, mm-hmm. You can Google anything.
Yeah.
How can I boost my self-esteem?
Exactly.
How can I boost it?
Mm-hmm.
You need to learn how to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Start dating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself a little more.
Yeah.
Accept yourself for who you are.
Write down your strengths.
Yes. Write down your strengths. Write down your weaknesses. Write down who you want to be, where you want to be.
Exactly.
Vision boards actually
are
help
good.
With
yeah.
this. Because you, as a vision board, you get to see where you want to live mm-hmm. in the future, what kind of career you want in the
future.
Like
your own map.
How you want your family to be. It is
exactly
that. It is
yeah.
your map. Whatever you put on that paper, you manifest into reality because, one, you've already thought about
mm-hmm.
it. And now that your mind is turned to, this is what I want, your actions are going to follow that.
And start manifesting.
It will.
Great things.
Look, this is our conclusion. I don't know how long we've been talking, but I feel like we've been talking, okay? You are the only you have. And if you do not take care of yourself, then you can absolutely not take care of anyone else. You cannot value or understand love, and it will be impossible for others to love you and value you. You are the only you that you have. If you do not take care of you, you cannot love or be loved by anybody else.
That's not gonna work because I have adorable.
Yes, you do.
Adorable children.
Yes, you do.
Every day I see them, I just see, like, oh my God, we have to take better care of ourselves.
Mm, that's the fight in you, baby. That is the fight in you.
So I can see not the first round of grandchildren,
oh.
but the second, maybe even the third. I'd probably be so old that I can't even talk. I'll just look with glossy eyes.
That's okay, though, because somebody told me black don't crack.
Baby.
And white does not. The white does not do what black does. Speaking of skincare products, just real quick. I know we don't have a lot of time, but Pure Niche. If you haven't
yes.
heard of this company, it's local based. It's owned by somebody that we know.
Mm-hmm.
Pure Niche. I ordered some things, and there's some things that she sponsored us with.
Mm-hmm.
She has, let's see. Vegan and cruelty-free all-natural skincare. I tried this. So this is what she wanted us to try.
Okay.
She has a facial, what's it called?
I love facials.
What is it called?
Like a scrub?
No, it's not
like
a scrub.
Like a mask?
It's the cleansing routine.
Oh, okay.
Like the soap. Okay, so it's called the Holy Trinity.
I haven't even peeled back the tip. That smells beautiful. Mm,
I know. They're good stuff. This is handmade, vegan, cruelty-free stuff. So she has the Holy Trinity, which is the face mask. Not a face mask. It's a facial cleansing system. Okay, so it comes with a face wash,
uh-huh.
and it's called Goodness Gracious. That's step number one.
Okay.
Step number two is Lord Have Mercy.
Mm.
These are the toner pads. After you wash your face with the soap, you put the pads on your face, just kind of like go over it.
God.
And then the third step is Heaven on Earth. It's anti-aging oil serum. This is the third step. I tried it this morning, and I'm going to give it to you so you can try it.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing.
I wanted to say that. Did you use the face stuff?
This is the stuff that I
used
this morning.
Because I wanted to say that since I saw you come around the table, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry I was late. Your face.
It's been glistening.
This is the Lord's work.
Girl, Holy Trinity.
Thank you, Ashley, for that.
So in addition, I ordered some things.
Go, Ashley. This
is really good stuff. So I ordered some things too.
I'm gonna be tricking some niggas.
Oh my goodness.
They'll be like, how old are you?
We are actually going to do a video review on the products. We're gonna show you guys like how to use them, and we're gonna show you what they do. My face is like naturally clear, but today I did see a glisten. A lot of people complimented me on my skin today.
I know.
They're like, you have really pretty skin.
Wow.
And I'm like, I know I do, but I just had to think what I did differently. This morning I used this product and it was amazing.
Wow.
And she has like body scrubs. She has body butters. I ordered some chapstick. Here, you can have some of my chapstick.
Yes,
I think
please.
I used bubblegum. I didn't use this.
Okay, which one is this?
That's strawberry. She has cherry berry love and sweet strawberries and bubblegum drop. If you want to see her products, it's Pure Niche. That's PureNiche.com. Let me make sure I got that right.
And I am such a big nerd fan of like small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I need some more money.
Uh-oh. Let me see. It's Pure Niche.
I'm going to need some of this in my life.
.org?
Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. What is it? How does it say? Kiss me, baby. Man, this smells so good.
Okay, yes, it's Pure. It's PureNiche.com. Mm-hmm. We'll put
Pure
it.
Niche.
We'll put it on our Instagram and Facebook. We'll put it on our website too. Yeah.
It says Pure Niche. Give your body what it craves.
Mm-hmm. And this is not like a sponsored ad or anything.
No.
We actually did purchase some products, but she did give us a facial cleanse so that we can review it, but this is some really good stuff, I promise you.
Yeah, it looks delicious.
Yes. And again, it's all vegan and cruelty free.
Oh, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And I already have a facial system that I've been doing for like years, mm-hmm. but I tried this and I felt this serum on my face all day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes like after I put my lotion that I typically use, I use Clean and Clear. Mm-hmm. I feel dry throughout the day.
I love Clean and Clear. You do.
Mm-hmm. But Clean and Clear don't make me feel like this.
Well, I need something that will just, because I don't like to feel like my face is tight after I wash it. I'm going to see an allergist because I can't stand water on my face.
Mm.
It feels like 1,000 ants.
Wow.
I feel like I grew up in Houston, but this has primarily happened since I've been living in the country.
Mm.
So I think since I've been growing up, my skin cannot do it. So I would love something like that to make it feel, what's the word? Lubricated a little bit.
Yeah, this, I'm telling you, this is some good stuff.
Yes.
All right, guys. Hopefully you learned something today about yourself. We always want teaching moments for yourself. We want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and that you do your best to build your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. It's very important.
If you need improvement, it's okay, baby. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Take care of yourself. You're the only you that you have.
I love that.
And then you can take care of yourself with some Pure Niche products. Make sure that you go to PureNiche.com. That's PureNiche.com. All right, guys. Thank you.
Until next time.
Yeah, until next time. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.